They're in the stock, they're stockbrokers. His daddy's a stockbroker worth a lot of money. But Mama-san and Papa-san were born in Korea.
Hmm. Wow, people are moving from everywhere, huh? Do they mainly work in Atlanta?
Work in Atlanta around here. I've got good friends at, from Japan. They have a place down in Carrollton. They own a factory down there. And his wife, when I had my fruit stand, she always come back a couple of times a year. She'd always want sourwood honey with a comb in it.
Yeah.
And I'd get it for her and get out of North Carolina. And I asked her one day, what in the world, why is it you want it? What do you use it? I'm sure you don't eat. She said, no. She says, I use it for facial.
Oh.
And I asked that little Korean gal yesterday about it. She said, oh, yes. But have you ever noticed Korean skin just, I mean, that little gal yesterday, I just wanted to touch her face. It just looks so soft. Yeah.
Wow. I had never heard of that. That's interesting.
I had a question for you about, you said people were tenant farmers. What families owned the land that people were tenant farmers on?
Well, the big man up here was a fellow named Harv. Everything over where Saddle Creek is, everywhere the high school is, across the road over there and through here was what we call the farm. And on this farm here was the and on that farm over there was was the first house, and then and all over there were another, and he had one old McCormick Daring farm tractor that they did to pull in the thrash mill with. Instead of having rubber tires, it steel with old spikes about that long.
Oh,
it was like
wow.
That. So, and that thing's everything. You go down the road. But it's a dirt road.
Right, yeah.
But then you'd have they'd go around with that thrashing machine thrashing wheat. And you'd have it like we'd thrash today at George. We'd thrash tomorrow and everybody swapped work and went around from thrash to thrash. And wherever they thrashed, the women cooked the noon meal. Hmm. And the kids played in the straw. I remember playing in a straw. But then, when the place, most all of that, Jake bought that. We sold Jake that in what year? Jake was, he owned the controlling interest of Southeastern Stages. And he came out here and bought this, and he was a working son of a gun. He was good for this end of the country. People complained about him working on Sunday, but he still worked on Sunday. And he married a girl that was with us in the real estate business. Mm. She was 35 and he was 68. But they loved each other and they did fine.
Was he from here too?
No, he's from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But he bought this place out here and he had show cows and farmed and whatnot.
How would you describe the relationship between Roswell and Atlanta? Has it always been sort of a friendly relationship, or has what's happening in Atlanta affected Roswell very much?
Well, used to, up until politics got to be a different thing. We got involved with, county commissioners and all this stuff. We never even thought much about it, what's going on. I mean, there's one guy lived right over there that did. He'd burn charcoal and he'd cut stove wood and burn charcoal and he'd haul stove wood and charcoal to Atlanta to the black section and sell stove wood for $1 a bushel and charcoal, same thing. Then if he had a good watermelon crop, he'd load a load of